beautiful, beautiful day. That's the good thing about doing mornings. You know, I can get out at 10 o'clock just when the sun's reaching its peak. But I remember I had a job one time where I wasn't allowed out all day long. No time for sunbathing when you're a medical man. Yes, I was a surgeon. Every day I'd walk into the OR, throw my hands skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" And it used to irritate us as we'd work away, clipping and suturing, probing. As we worked over some poor clam on the table, we'd look outside and we'd hear the sounds of people playing and we'd see that sunshine. So one day I got the idea. Why don't we operate outside, get some sun while we're doing this? I said to the anesthesiologist, are your cables long enough so that the apparatus will work outside? He said, well, I guess I could get extended cables. Yeah, why, sure, that shouldn't be a problem. I said, great. Well, nurse, everybody, bikinis! And I stayed into my Speedos, because we had open-heart surgery that day. I said, just move the table outside, bring the guy. So sure enough, we put the guy under outside. He was on the table, we laid open his heart, and we were operating in the sunshine. It was great. Oh, we made sure we were far away from any trees, you know, so leaves and debris would not fall into the open wound, so we would maintain sterile technique. And there I was, you know, forceps, switch up, gauze pad, sunblock, zinc ointment. Yes, rub a little on my shoulders, nurse. That's it. All right. Yeah, it was great. Except as we were operating, a pigeon happened to fly overhead, and right into the open wound. I said, "My God, pigeon duty on the heart!" Well, we pumped him full of antibiotics, and after that, we made a point to always drape a little something over the patient so that nothing could possibly fall into the wound. But our first time that we did it, you see, we're all standing around here, zinc ointment on our noses, we got lotion on our back, and we're operating, we're talking, we're laughing. We forgot about the patient. I mean, we did the surgery fine, but we forgot about suntan lotion for the patient. That poor clam was lying there, just right out of the sun, completely naked. And the sun was baking. The whole operation took about 2.5 hours. And of course, you know how sun works. You never feel it when you get it. We couldn't see his skin actually turning color until we walked into the recovery room. Everything, all vital signs were normal. We're all slapping each other's back saying, "Hey, this is great. We'll have to do more operating outside. It's wonderful, isn't it? Hey, you get some good color. I got some good color." Then we walked into the recovery room, and there was Mr. Otchengertis lying there with a full-born sunburn. For a minute, we thought we were all through, you know. The guy wakes up, he looks in the mirror, he got a sunburn, you know. But when he came to, we just passed it off as a surgical complication. That was the old catch-all phrase. Hey, what a surgical complication. And so we were feeling pretty smug, until he walked out a couple of days later to see his wife, who had been waiting for him to get out of the ICU, and she looked at him and said, "Open heart surgery, hell! You took the $5,000 and you went to the Bahamas!" Ah! I said, "This is not good, please, 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 my good woman, please, madam, please!"